A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Still waiting on word from the Falcons about Jalen Walker. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live out here at Flowery Branch as we've been every day of camp. Tomorrow, by the way, we're back at Hooters Mall of Georgia.
We're going to need a drink.
Yeah, after practice. But today we're out here. Fans have started to pack up. Fans slowly making their way out of the facility as practice was stopped today because Jalen Walker goes down. He is taken off on a cart. And that was the end of that. And so practice was stopped. And as we said, we do not want to speculate, but there is a lot of speculation out there about what this injury might be. And it is feared it is an ACL, but we do not know that. So, again, right. Just giving you the information and the lay of the land. But it's a fluid situation, guys, and we'll keep you updated. With that, we want to talk some dogs. Let's do it with our guy, Connor Riley. Oh, Connor, tough day out here, man. And we were talking about the leadership and the kind of dude Jalen Walker is. And just real quick, man, you know, for dog fans, he was a hell of a dog. And, you know, talks about what he learned from Kirby and just being there at Georgia and the challenges. And he came in here and he was like ready day one. And just the makeup of a guy like Jalen Walker, again, we don't know the extent of the injury, but he's a guy we need on the field desperately.
Yeah, and talking to Georgia fans and getting the reaction from this news, and again, we're still waiting for confirmation of it, but right. Georgia fans, Georgia people are just as devastated by this if it is what it is end up feared to be an ACL injury. They're just as devastated as Falcons fans. That guy meant that much to that Georgia program. He is revered, not just by the fans, but by the coaches, by the players that have played with him as well. And, you know, if you want to look on the bright side, look, he's got the perfect mindset to attack rehab, and you know he's going to do everything in his power to try and get back on the field and eventually help this Falcons team in the future. But this is a pretty devastating injury for a guy who first ever first-round draft pick from Georgia to play for the Atlanta Falcons. I know he knows how much he means to this franchise and how much this injury just has to hurt him, a guy who didn't have injury questions at all in the slightest in his time at Georgia.
And a guy that, well documented, we talked about it pre-draft with you, Connor, before last year's draft, a leader, a natural leader, a guy is like talking to a CEO when we sat down the day after he was selected in the draft, and a guy that's like a heart and soul type guy, certainly for Kirby, and exudes everything that Kirby, I think, wants to have his players do at the next level. So you're right about that. Who's that guy on this year's Georgia Bulldog team?
Ooh, so I don't know if they have a strong vocal type like Jalen Walker. I think that was what made him so unique. You got the sense that Jalen Walker could have in another life been, you know, a senator or a presidential candidate when you theoretically think highly of those types of people. I think, you know, a guy that I look at is a KJ Bolden, third-year player like Jalen Walker was, super accomplished in his first 2 years, does everything right on the field. I think he's a guy that, even though, you know, Jalen was an edge rusher and has been defined by that Georgia front seven, there's had a lot of really good safeties in recent years. You think Malachi Starks, who was a first-round draft pick, who K.J. Bolden got a chance to play with in his freshman season there at Georgia. I think K.J. Bolden is a guy who he's going to check all the boxes. He's got the loudest voice, I think, in that Georgia defense, and I think he's going to make a real impact for the Bulldogs this year.
Connor, the coaches' polls are out. Don't know how much stock you put into them, but the Dogs come in at number three. It is Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, all in the top five. Well, what do you make of this with the coaches and what they think about Georgia?
I was interested that Georgia came in at number three. I did not think they were going to be that high. I thought they'd be in that like five or six range behind a Texas, behind potentially a Notre Dame as well. It is, you know, maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing. The last time Georgia opened a season as the number three team in the coaches poll, that was 2022. Georgia won a national championship that season. I don't think any Georgia fan expects to be number one, certainly with the way the program has been talked about. But I think when you couple this with what you saw at SEC Media Days, I think there was a thought from a lot of Georgia fans they might be able to play the sort of underdog card that, hey, we're not receiving the same level of respect as the other national title contenders out there. Based on what we've seen at late, they think that Georgia is every bit as good as every other team is in the country. They're right there with Ohio State, Oregon, and Texas in the top four.
I heard the comments of Kirby Smart. I saw it last night where he's basically saying, we got a coach. You know, after all the portal stuff and the NIL stuff, he says that some coaches, maybe they forgot, you know, their job is to coach. Now, again, I'm not who he's specifically taking shots at, but kind of puffing his chest out a little bit, Connor, that, you know, they do take that seriously, and that's part of the reason they have the culture they have at Georgia. But, again, does he have the staff to get the most out of these guys?
And that's the question with this team where, again, he said it time and time again, this is going to be a young Georgia team every year because of the way that they recruit and because of the way that they elect to build out their roster. And so naturally that puts more on the plate of these coaches where you're not getting, you know, 21, 22-year-old guys who are at the end of their career who might be more plug and play. You're going to have to develop guys over the course of the season who are going to have to get better for you. Now, Georgia still recruits very, very well, and they bring in good talent every single year. But there, to your point, Mike, you're going to need to see Mike Bobo continue to develop Garner Stockton and take him from a good quarterback we saw a season ago and make him great this season. You need Nate Frazier to undoubtedly end the season as one of the great running backs in the SEC and thus all of college football. And then even at that wide receiver room, you have a young group there that has to get better over the course of the season if this team is going to go where it wants to.
Connor, following the recent injunction with Grant's 2022 recruiting class guys to return to college, I don't know if Kirby's even open to this, but right. Has there been any word of interest from Kirby on any of those guys potentially returning? Now, a bunch of those guys are already in the league. Some of them have established themselves, you know. But have you heard anything there on the Georgia front?
Yeah, so this whole thing is a mess because of the way that the injunction was worded. It only applies to 2022 players. They're not going to expand roster limits. They're not going to reopen the transfer portal. So basically, you can only take back guys that you had. And with Georgia, I know that safety Ja'Cory Thomas has expressed some interest in coming back. He was on the Panthers minicamp squad, but he did not make, obviously, a training camp roster. Georgia's had 105 people on its roster. They are at the roster limit because Kirby has decided to go ahead and fill out his roster to the maximum amount so they can have the most amount of bodies. So I don't believe, based on my internal calculations, that Georgia's in a spot where they can even add someone, even though, you know, Ja'Cory Thomas was a four-year player here at Georgia and was a starter at the end of last season. I just don't think there's any room in the end for this Georgia team because they had planned so far out that this was going to be the roster that they had.
I know we talked a lot last week about what's going on with Congress, and we got a few more days before they can maybe get this to a vote in the Senate. Sure sounds like they've been listening to what the SEC and the Big Ten wants this thing to look like as far as the Save College Sports Bill. The tab, though, I mean, basically locking it out for your entire athletic department at $46 million, you sure the SEC's cool with that? Because I know that they've got that for pocket change around Georgia.
Right, and this is ultimately something where I think that number is great for Georgia in particular because so you see $48 million and you think, okay, that's the number that football would have to spend. Football is only, based on the way the SEC does things, entitled to about 75% of that 48 figure, which is about $36 million. that's about right where Georgia's roster spending is for this season right now. And I think a lot of people probably agree that Georgia could have spent more money on their roster. So for SEC programs, as you mentioned, Mike, I think they're going to be totally fine with this number because they know, hey, if we're hard capped at this number, we're not going to keep getting up into the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, where I think ultimately it would get if it does not go unchecked. And so ultimately, through Georgia, I think you're thrilled with this. And ultimately, you're forcing, hey, this is the amount of money that you sort of have to spend to compete at a high level. And that's going to force, I think, a lot of ACC programs, a lot of Big 12 programs to find out where they can get that money from to make up that potential difference. Because to your point, the SEC and Big 10 schools, because of their television deals, they're not sweating this number in the slightest.
Fall practice begins this week for the Dogs. Connor, who needs to have a good fall practice as we get ready for this upcoming season? We've talked a lot about the spring and who was impressive and building this roster. Now we're getting ready for the season. Who needs to impress?
The simplest name is Talon Taylor. There have been so many questions about this Georgia wide receiver room and what you need to see from them this season. Talon Taylor was a five-star wide receiver. He was the first to join the program since George Pickens. And ultimately, you have to have those types of guys produce. I get why they didn't go out and add more than transfer portal, because you want to see those young players develop. Talon Taylor did not have the freshman year he wanted to. I think he will be the first to admit that if we get a chance to talk to him. And they need him to play like a five-star wide receiver. They don't need him to be Zachariah Branch based on what we saw last year, but they do need him to be the difference maker that Branch, a fellow former five-star wide receiver, was in his time at Georgia.
I know we spent a lot of time also talking about Gunnar Stockton, and you know we know he's capable of winning a football game the way he did it at Tennessee, and just amazing throws. But the idea that maybe sometimes he's too worried about screwing up and not being the guy to have to take to wear the L. But don't you have to have a gunslinger mentality at this level, Connor? And is Mike Bobo going to extract that from him where he is making all the throws and not afraid to throw an interception and then throw it in there?
And that's a great point, Mike, because even last year, before that Tennessee game, Colby Young was telling us, like, hey, we just need Gunnar Stockton to go out there and just let it rip. And that was something you heard consistently with Gunnar because, you know, for whatever reason, maybe it was that SEC championship game against Texas where he threw an all-time awful interception there in the fourth quarter. He is so risk-averse. That helps Georgia a lot last year when you're trying to stay on track and do well. But late in games, you're going to need him to step up and make plays. And weirdly enough, he was at his best in the fourth quarter. 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, a 73% completion percentage. Like, he plays well when the chips are down. He just needs to find some way to activate that over the course of the entire game, because that's where you saw Georgia get tripped up. And you think back to the Ole Miss game at the end of last season. They needed a touchdown there at the end, and not, in my opinion, to win that game. He gets them a field goal, gives Trinidad Chambliss enough time to go down, lead them to a win, and ultimately continue their season. And that's where Gunnar has to improve and has to get better.
Back to the coaches' rankings real quick, because I know people will think I'm taking shots at Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
They're outside the top 10, Connor. I mean, Ole Miss perceived to be better. Oklahoma, A&M, Texas, Georgia. What's this say about the program and the state of Alabama right now and where this is? Look, I got to go back. When's the last time Alabama's been outside the top 10 coaches poll?
If I had to guess to start a season, 2008.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, they were probably still in their first year post-Saban because of the talent that they still had on the roster. They lost a lot of guys to the NFL draft, and when you watch that Alabama team at the end of last season, yes, they got into the college football playoff and were playing for an SEC championship. But the way that they were trying to win games was not in an Alabama-type way. They were not good enough on both lines of scrimmage. And even in a transfer portal era, I don't think that's something that you can necessarily flip in a year. And especially with Kalen DeBoer entering his third year here at Alabama, that's something that takes time to establish and get better at. And quite frankly, even his offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, you look at what he did with the Seattle Seahawks, he has not been a run-first coach. Mm-hmm. And so with Alabama this year, they're a really young team. I think they're in a spot maybe similar to where Georgia was a season ago, where next year is the year where they're going to be a little bit older. They're going to return a lot of key pieces. They've got a new starting quarterback this year, whether it's Austin Mack or Keelan Russell. This is going to be a year of transition for Alabama, but whereas Kirby Smart had a lot of banked up equity and like trusting the process in that regard, Kalen DeBoer has none of that, because not so much of, you know, the losses or the amount of losses they have, but the way that Alabama has lost in recent years.
Right. I mean, that Florida State loss was inexplicable. It's like they never saw the kind of Gus Malzahn play action. You know what I mean? It's like they never saw that kind of, like, quarterback, you know, read option stuff. It's like, how are you not prepared for that? Hey, by the way, Georgia's got to be prepared for Oklahoma. Carl and I were looking yesterday at the photo of their quarterback, John Mateer, I'm not saying if he peed in the cup would melt, Connor, but this guy looks yoked. I mean, do we have random drug testing?
But here's a guy who plays a physical style. Like, he does not it is not sort of a look like Tarzan, plays like Jane. He will, similar to Gunnar Stockton, I think, in a lot of ways, stick his shoulder into your chest. Now, he did get banged up last year. I think that clearly affected him. But in my opinion, that Oklahoma game that Georgia has on September 26th, I think that's the toughest game that they've got on their schedule. Styles make fights, and that Oklahoma team, similar to Georgia, is going to want to drag you into the mud, win a defensive game, and make life difficult for you. Now, they have a lot of questions about their running game, which I think might help Georgia win that game, along with the fact that it is at home. But I think that's an Oklahoma team that I think they were picked to finish seventh at the SEC preseason poll. I think this is a playoff team. Well, I don't necessarily believe in them as a national title contender. If John Mateer makes the leap and looks like how he plays, I think he's got a chance to be a really, really impactful player this season.
Connor, great stuff as always. The Dogs, will they go, what, is it one a day? What's the schedule? Do we know yet as far as practices?
Yeah, so practice starts tomorrow. They have about 2 weeks where before school practice, or before school starts, they'll be a little bit more liberal with the practicing. Maybe not every day, but every other day at the very least, with some football activity sprinkled in there before school starts 2 weeks from now.
Good stuff. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow you.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter. All right, K. Connor Riley. Practice starts tomorrow. Kirby Smart Talk tomorrow. We're going to have a ton of content coming out of it.
Awesome. We'll talk next week, buddy. Thanks again.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kirby speaks tomorrow. We'll have that for you as well. Today, if you're just tuning in, Jalen Walker, edge rusher for our Falcons, dog carted off the field, which then stopped practice. Guys gathered around. We're just setting the scene for you. Mike said he turned over my shoulder because we are outside the front of the complex here and could see the guys gathered around Jalen Walker today.
Yeah, man, and just the reaction. Unfortunately, guys, you've seen video, or maybe you've been at a game, whether you're a player in high school where you know it's a bad injury, and it just the coach knows there's no energy's coming out of this practice now. It's over. The guys walk off the field. The fans came off the field, all sort of watching the field, all disconsolate, hoping for the best with him. And now a lot of rumors that the James Pierce suspension may be forthcoming, and we've been trying to figure out when the NFL is going to drop that. Falcons need to start looking for some other options. I mean, we may have that option in this building,
sure,
but you may need to start looking for some other guys. You know, because the edge rush is now an area that was never a concern is now a concern.
You're right. It's a big deal. All right, we're coming back.
It's hard to be an Atlanta sports fan, Carl Dukes.
Well, sometimes they make it hard, like the Braves, who should have done more. We're going to come back and react to Alex Anthopoulos and what he said today next.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Anytime you have a member that is a leader, heart and soul of a young group that's growing, you get an emotional reaction, and that's what we got today when Jalen Walker went down. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, up here where the Falcons are practicing and certainly getting ready for the upcoming season. We got preseason football next Friday, but today the concern is about Jalen Walker. And ironically, the day started for most Falcon fans as a hell yeah, because Bijan Robinson gets his deal,
right,
and we're all feeling pretty good. And then we get here to practice today, and look, injuries happen, but it went down on an 11-on-11. They were not full pads today. They're going through the drills. You guys know how this works if you've been up here. And
there's still some contact.
Yeah. I mean, you're still wrapping guys up and touching guys. And so as there is some things that went down on the field.
And he's in the trenches, or on the edge of the trenches.
Well, look, I didn't see it. That's what's being reported. I don't want to say, hey, this is what happened. But they're saying it happened in an 11-on-11 drill. And, dude, who knows? I mean, did he twist the knee while he was trying to get away from somebody? Did somebody who knows?
Somebody get pushed into him. We talked to our buddy Mitch Evans. He saw it. He thought there was some contact with two players. So either way, we're waiting to get the word. But, you know, when you hear something like the players taking a knee, guys carted off, and I guess, again, we're just guessing. If it's an ACL, do you need an air cast? Some guys just saw that as maybe a positive sign. We're not going to speculate.
Yeah.
Now we're just waiting to hear. And as we said, you know, a few folks around NFL Network have been sort of hinting not so subtly that maybe the NFL – I've been waiting. You and I have been trying to figure out just how the NFL approaches the James Pierce Jr. suspension. So all of a sudden now, it's like I was telling Carl, like, I'm not going to hide anything. I'll tell you what I just told the guys off the air. I thought that 6.5 was a bit low for the under. But we got issues, man. We're six days into practice. We're no closer to anything concrete about our starting quarterback just because we haven't been able to see Tua do the things we thought we'd see him do.
Yeah, I mean.
And then you throw this in the mix.
I think Tua's doing what we expected, 11-on-11. Penix is doing 7-on-7.
But he's been limited, though, with that back.
Yeah, but look, I think, you know, when you talk about reps, and I don't know how to view this or look at this, because there's a lot of work that's done when we're not here. When we are away, there's classroom work, there's additional work that they do. They're going to get their 12 hours in, all right?
Right?
If you're saying what's 12 hours, that's the amount of time the NFL allows you on a practice day, whether it's film, weight room. Guys, this isn't a slave shop. These guys aren't here working all night. So you get only a limited amount of time every day that these certain practices. My point is, yes, you're right. But I don't know how Stefanski sees this.
Right.
How does Tommy Reese see this? How does the quarterback's coach,
right,
you know, feel about
Alex
this.
Van
Alex
Pelt.
Van Pelt. That's the issue, Mike, but you're right. As far as our physical eyes, I told you earlier, I don't know if somebody said to me, who's winning the battle? Nobody's winning this battle right now. You're getting limited reps, which is what we knew from both guys going in that we would see. But I did think we'd see more, especially once Tua got back out there.
Right.
I thought we'd see more of Tua, and it really hasn't been that. It's been 11-on-11, which is what Penix can't participate in, and then Penix doing the 7-on-7.
And as we know, I mentioned Joe Patrick putting it out there on social media yesterday, you know, is it possible that because of the circumstances we just laid out, is Michael maybe not as far behind Tua as we thought in the Tua back injury and all the things we just addressed? Maybe, you know, even the playing field a little bit for Michael, although he did tell us last week it may be 4 weeks before he's a full go.
Yeah.
So which, and again, he said we may get some better news, but in his own words, said with his injury history, he's got to be extra careful.
All right, let's react to a few things Alex Anthopoulos said. And if you're tuning in and you're going, all right, that's the terrible news at Falcons today, and it is. We're just awaiting word. I think the news about the Braves is disappointment. And it's fair, and if you feel like I do, that's fine. If you don't, you go, you guys are crazy as hell. Braves are fine. Right. We're in first place. We're going to be great. Okay, I'm glad you believe that. I just know how playoff baseball is. And even when we went into the playoffs with the hottest offense a few years ago in 23, we didn't win. Mike, why didn't we win?
Not have pitching.
We didn't have pitching. So with the moves that were made yesterday, here's Alex Anthopoulos first and foremost talking about he's comfortable with this pitching staff.
Since the All-Star break, I think we've been fifth in ERA in MLB first 2 months of the season. We were top five in ERA. Obviously, in the middle, we weren't. Does that mean you're not looking to get better? Absolutely. In all areas. Bullpen, offense, rotation, yes. But you're managing short-term, long-term, and you're going to do what you feel is best for the club. And you're not going to force a deal. So, you know, we said no to a lot of things. And that's not easy to do. But you have to do what you feel is right for the organization.
Okay. Short-term, long-term. Real quick. All I care about is short-term. I know as a general manager you're trying to manage those things. But also, Mike, sometimes you got to put your job on the line
right.
and do things that are a little bit risky. The moves Alex has made periodically since he's been here. Because remember, fundamentally, guys, this team was built through the farm system. Acuna, Riley, all these guys. Harris,
right.
Ozzy, that's farm system. So what risky moves have been made to truly improve this team? He's made moves, but they were low risk. Right. And a lot of this has just been high reward. And it's played out in a way where you go, damn. And I've given him credit. Great move, Alex. He's been a great general manager. You can't complain about 8 of the 9 years being in the playoffs. But sometimes, Mike, during this time period, like now, I'm going to take a risk and do something.
Right, and that's what we said. Guys, just for the fifth time, we're not talking about the Dodgers. That's fishy enough. You know, we talked about it earlier today with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's almost like Major League Baseball owners got together and said, hey, you know, somebody make the deal with the Dodgers, and the Tigers could have gotten a hell of a lot more, and they don't owe Tarik Skubal anything.
No.
He's going to sign with the Dodgers long term. They can still milk it and get as much as they can from somebody else. But, I mean, I'm with you. I love your line. We've said it a million times. Where are you going to be 3-4 years from now? You know, you can guarantee me, Braves fans, that Owen Murphy is untradeable. You know, that even a guy like even J.R. Richie, you know, before we get down into the minors, you know, or Lodi, or these other guys, I can't. Give me a break. You're the same guys that wouldn't. You were crying about Vaughn Grissom. You've got to prime the pump. You've got to give to get. And with all due respect, Alex can say anything. We weren't on the phone. We're not privy to these deals. So all I know is the Cubs got two starters, Padres got a starter, and we got a guy who's basically projected to be a fourth or fifth starter in Malley
yep.
from the Giants. So, guys, Waldrop's not pitching. Strider's not going to be pitching. He said A.J. Smith-Schaub are likely two more rehab starts in Gwinnett, and then he'll be back. But you just don't have the guns right now. You're going to lean into your bullpen. You've added some bullpen pieces. You don't really have any confidence about when Robert Suarez is coming back. That's another one. So you're really going to lean into your bullpen, tax it, because a guy like Grant Holmes, like, hopefully tonight he goes 6 innings. But that's the exception.
Yeah.
That's not the rule with him. You got a bunch of guys that don't go deep in the game.
And Alex made a comment today, too, talking about – and Nico, basically extending the comment about being good now and being good later. He doesn't buy into the theory that you go put all your chips in, Mike, and you're good this year.
No, he certainly does not.
But he's
never believed that.
But then you're bad for 5 years. And my thing
and
is –
that's chicken blank.
It
I don't,
is.
That's a bunch of nonsense.
It is. You, when you say, hey, I don't believe like that's what the way you should do things, well, it depends on the year. And by the way, if you're as good as we think you are, you're going to be able to put this team back in contention in a very short period of time. If you're one of the top general managers, which I do think he is – I'm not worried about 3 years. I get it. You're not giving all of your prospects away. You're certainly not trading all your star players.
Right.
But sometimes, depending on the year, you do have to go in with all the chips, and he's never really done that.
And this is it. I mean, and I always feel it's 75% Alex's philosophy, 25% McGurk, Malone, the major shareholders of Brave Holdings that lean on him, that he's never, ever going to take on a $200 million pitcher. He would never sign Max Fried to an extension. And there were some injury concerns. There were some outliers, but he's doing okay for the Yankees,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes.
But, I mean, this is what the difference is, and that's why I'm saying, not, again, guys, hear what I'm saying to you. I'm not talking about competing with the Mets and their ridiculous payroll, which got them nothing. You got to spend wisely. We needed another big, bona fide starting pitcher that he said we needed, Carl.
He said it.
Going into the offseason that you never addressed. But regardless, we're 22 games over 500, got a 7.5-game lead. That's a team I invest in. I mortgage the future to go get the World Series because there might not be baseball next year, and I'm sick and tired of the future, the future. No, the future is freaking now.
Now.
You've overcome a lot of crap to be where you are. That team shows a little bit of poise and character. Don't you invest in that?
You should. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Alex Anthopoulos talk about where this Braves playoff rotation is now that we're past the deadline.
The one thing we've seen in the postseason is people are pretty aggressive going to their bullpen. And people are pretty aggressive overall. Starters don't go as deep unless they're the really frontline Cy Young type guys. So Those are all things that you worry about when you get there and who the opponent is.
What he's telling you, Braves country, is you don't have to have great starting rotation to win a World Series. And therefore, give me a pass. That's what that was.
Right.
We'll worry about it when we get there. But look, most teams lean into their bullpens. He's not wrong with the analytics.
No, especially in the postseason.
Of today and how teams view things and certainly how front offices go about things. But I ain't trying to hear all that, Mike. I'm not trying to hear, like, the bullpen. We'll have a good enough bullpen, basically, and not have to worry about frontline starters carrying us.
You had the night shift. Night shift did a hell of a job. Really came into their own in the postseason from September on.
Yeah, but we had one guy that had a career postseason.
Correct.
Out of the bullpen.
No, that's it. Look, Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Smiley, you know, I told you about this Tucson, and then everybody else who had to contribute. But Matzik and Minter were money. Martin contributed. You know, Will Smith always had made everybody nervous, but that's a great bullpen.
But
you also had three. But you had three guys who gave you a ton of starts. Okay, 33 games for Morton, 28 for Max Fried, 24 for Anderson, 29 for Smiley.
Yes,
we're not coming close to that with this year's rotation.
No.
And the other thing with this, and if you really want to get down to brass tacks, 2023 is another year. That's the year that blows my mind. We had the best damn offense. You blew doors on everybody. Think about what happened when you went to go play the Phillies. You got a freak injury, an abdominal strain for Strider.
That's right.
So he was on a pitch count against the Phillies. Fried had gotten food poisoning or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
So then what did you go? You went into the series with the Phillies with 2.5 arms, and then Bryce Elder had to go into Philly and get shellacked in a must-win game. Because, and I just think it's a combination of Alex's philosophy and this franchise just never willing. So, because, like, what do you want him to do, Mike? Go spend for established pitching and have a plan and have a one and a two that are locked in.
Well, here's the answer to that. And
then you go get a three at the deadline.
Yes, but, Mike, you know what? If we did all the things we're talking about and we lost in the postseason, you know what the answer then is? Man, we really tried.
Well, you know what?
You feel that way right now?
I think Terry McGuirk and the Braves, man, like, this is just from my gut. This is just my emotion speaking. The man who said, let's race through downtown and screw the fans because the city wouldn't give us a ballpark. That guy. I think that guy says, these suckers, they got a World Series in 21. Let them eat cake. Because this fan base loves the young guys. You lock up the young fan favorites, and then you never spend on the established guys. You need to augment the roster. That's the philosophy. So the fans are happy because, hey, I love Money Harris. And I really love Austin Riley, even though he can't hit. You know? And that's enough for them. And I look, as I said, it doesn't have to be every year. But there's a year when you're in the situation they are now. Doesn't this warrant breaking that mold and spending some money?
I'll tell you this, because I know business owners who are in there. The rent and the battery ain't cheap. They're making money.
Hey, they raise ticket prices. I mean, if you're going to raise ticket prices on your season ticket holders, you're expected to maybe close the gap with a team in your division like the Phillies to win a World Series.
Football coverage on 92.9 The Game's presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity. Imagine that. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
And by the way, it may be Malone or Maffey who leans on McGuirk and blank runs downhill to the general manager.
Oh, fair.
But I'm just, you know, it's easy because McGuirk is the face of it. All right, guys, coming up in Guy Talk. You ever go to a restaurant and a woman's being incredibly flirty with you?
What?
But her husband is sitting next to her?
I'm not saying anything.
On the streets of Buford last night.
What?
I'll explain.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, man. Again, guys, if you're just tuning in, waiting for the word from the Falcons on Jalen Walker's MRI. Again, we found out to just over our shoulder as practice comes to a halt. He is carted off. It looks to be a knee injury. NFL Network reporting it's feared to be an ACL. Our buddy Steve Weish initially reported that. Then Ian Rappaport had it. We're going to find out here soon. But again, some just sobering news in his day-to-day. We just said during the commercial break, it's a freaking roller coaster today. Yeah. I'm ticked off about the Braves not making more moves that they should have, as are much of the fan base. Then we find a good news. Bijan's deal is done. And we're singing Bijan's praises. It was about the easiest painless hold-in we've seen in recent memory, right?
It was.
And then we get the shock of the Jalen Walker situation.
Yeah, look.
And maybe Pierce, the suspension coming down.
I know. Mine was a slow build. Because I got, you know, back last night and I was like, let me holler at some guys around MLB that I know and, like, what were they hearing about the Braves? And I will testify that most say the Braves were in on most of the conversations that you're hearing about. But what's frustrating is they weren't willing or didn't have the balls to pull the trigger on any of it.
Right.
So being in on the conversation, yeah, we talked about Scooble. Okay, great. But if that was a non-starter, if you knew you weren't going to get that, pivot. What's right. next? Right. Who else can we bring in here that's difference makers?
Right.
And so teams that were willing to have the balls to do that, you know, look, no, you don't get rewarded for not taking a chance.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, when you take lesser chances, the reward is not as high. And so for me, it was a slow build with the Braves. Talk to some people, they're like, yeah, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, man, you know what? This is the first time that I feel very disappointed in the general manager and his efforts to improve this team.
Right.
I'm usually praising him. Because I'm like, look, that may work, and his history is shown. So that's one thing. The Jalen Carter thing or Jalen Walker thing, Mike, is just like that's a punch in the stomach, bro. That
right.
one hurts because even though the season hasn't started, he's such a guy that we're counting on to take this next step. I wouldn't have been surprised. Hope he still does. I'm knocking this wood here.
Right.
But he had 10 sacks this upcoming
right.
season. That he was on that kind of trajectory that, okay, Jalen Walker, guys, this is like the coming
right.
out party. And now we're dealing with this.
Right. And just getting back to the Braves, I said this to start the show today. I mean, you have a right as a Braves fan, especially as a paying customer, of which I am. Because I don't sit in the press box, guys. I pay for every ticket, every game I go to in this town. That's just my style. Well, actually, that's a lie. I did get a free ticket from the Hawks to go watch the game downtown.
Okay.
When we played the Knicks game three. So that's a lie. I did go to one game this year as a media member, Carl. But that's the exception to the rule. But I'm telling you. I heard this stuff this morning, and I'm like, man, the Braves' mouthpiece is all kicked into overdrive. C.J. Nitkowski, oh, people are unhinged who are complaining. Like, C.J.'s going to tell you how to be a fan. You know, yes, we've gotten this far, but is this going to hold up to get you to the World Series? Because otherwise, it's just an exhibition. It's just a waste of time. And these games really don't matter, do they? But to hear that and to see, you know, there's so many guys that either work for the Braves and they're spinning it. And some Braves fans just lap it up like lemmings. Think for yourself. And I think a majority of Braves fans woke up this morning and said, you know what? Maybe this team really isn't serious about winning at all. You know, and I've been saying that for 28 years. Hey, man, a couple of things. Last night, I teased, let me give you the payoff, brother.
Yes.
We're out last night. Man, how about you? I know you eat healthier than I do. I put on about 10 pounds every time we come up here because we do the shows at the Falcons, and I spend the night in Buford, so I have to drive all the way down to Peachtree City. Mm-hmm. So we went out last night. One of our favorite places, Parma. Good mom and pop place, good Italian menu, good pasta bolognese, good meatball sub, just good hearty stuff. Hanging out there last night, and it wasn't me. It was a good friend of ours, Alex, who's single. But there was a lady there, who was kind of a regular, very low cut outfit, very voluptuous, and just very, very, just it was out there. Just put it out there,
okay?
You know, like
you're having a hard time describing what this was.
Like Lake Lanier, at, you know, Cocktail Cove. You ever had like, hey, you know, some. I don't know if they're in the lifestyle group, but it was out there.
Okay,
it was just like, damn, son. I mean. You ever sometimes feel uncomfortable in front of the husband?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Feel me on that?
My wife and I have been approached, not here, but we've been approached on, or at least we felt like we were. It wasn't confirmed, but it had all the signs of, if you're down, we're down. And, you know, you walk off and you leave and you're like, later talking and you're like, did you get those vibes? And she's like, yeah, I got those vibes. So I know exactly what you're feeling.
Right.
Like, it's weird, but it's also like, the husband is okay with it.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're great. You got a friendly wife, and sometimes you feel like, okay, this is going to a strange place.
Yeah.
I mentioned one of my best friends. We met, it was my wife, Becky, and I were in Jamaica, and it was our first anniversary, and we're down in the grill, and, you know, speaking of crazy folks down in Jamaica, we were at this resort right by Rick's, and we met this couple from Charlotte, and we're hanging out, we're having a good time at the pool, having conversation, drinks, and some of the guy, who's now one of my best friends, Dustin, he talks like King of the Hill, and he leans in and goes, oh, hey, before we go any further, I just want to establish we are not swingers.
Hey, put it out there.
And I was like, thank you. Thank you very much. And we've been buddies ever since.
And not that there's anything
wrong with
swingers.
Nothing wrong with that. Adults, you do you.
I'm just saying. But
I'm just saying.
But when it feels weird. Yeah.
It was just, I was like, okay. And
What happened?
I was like, yeah, they're kind of like that. I'm like,
what happened last night?
Nothing. I went home. I had my pasta bolognese and I went home.
She's putting off these vibes of sexy.
Yes. And then she went outside and did more of it. We were eating inside.
Oh.
My wife is listening.
Oh,
I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
This is other guys that were feeling this.
I got you.
Thank
I got you. Okay.
For the record.
Got you.
I stand by that record.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
I'm Honest Abe today. I even told you I got a free media credit for a Hawks game. All right, man. Speaking of distractions, Alex Golish says he's moving his Auburn team to the Grand National Marriott in Opelika next 13 days of fall camp. There's no nothing. No girlfriends, no dogs, no cats, whatever guys are into. It's truly just us for the next 13 days, which is absolutely huge for us. We need it.
I like it.
Cutting out the distractions.
Well, look.
War Eagle.
Everybody says they're locked in. This is why I love what the Falcons do. This is why I love these NFL camps. Get locked in for the first few weeks of this thing because, Mike, I got your full attention. You leave practice. You're still on your phone. You're still hanging out with your girl. You're still playing with your pet snake. He's right. Like, put all that stuff aside and let's go to work. So I'm down with it.
Hey, man, what is that? Is it Cameo where you can do, like, you can have, like, celebrities do, like, voice work for you? Oh, look at this. I gotta paint this scene for you. Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com being driven by two lovely Falcon assistants in the customized golf cart, which has the Falcon logo and the knobby tires and the whole thing. I mean, this is like Ted Williams getting out of the All-Star game.
I just like the way he rolled up with the deuces up in the air. You know, he rolled up like, yeah, y'all know what time it is.
So, Raimondi's going to join us, talk some Falcons here in just a second from ESPN.com. But is that what it's called, Day-Day? Cameo, where you can have celebrities to do like those little voice messages for you?
Yes.
Guess who just signed on to do it?
Who?
Ed Ogeron.
Did he really?
Yes.
He'll probably get a ton of requests.
Yes, you can have Coach O go, this is Coach O, I wish you a happy birthday.
That's right.
Go Tigers.
He'll get a bunch of requests. I'm guessing he'll get a bunch. Some people make a lot of money on the cameos, man.
Right.
I had a guy hit me up on Cameo one time, was like, I'll pay you this amount of money if you say this. And I said, that what you're asking me to say is going to cost you this amount of money. And, of course, he didn't hit me back.
Roger that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Raimondi is here. You want to talk to him?
Sure, man.
Hey, man.
You better talk to me.
You got any news?
I came all the way over here.
You rolled in with two knockouts in a golf cart.
I saw the golf cart, but I'm not sure where.
So, yeah, any now again, we're
I don't classify women in that way.
Of course, you know, don't.
I'm a feminist.
Yes, you are.
I went to the WNBA game last night.
I'm so proud of you.
Blowout, though. Blowout last night.
It was a blowout.
Yeah, there was some really nifty passing. All right, man. Talk about what's going on with Jalen Walker. We had to look through the weight training facility here to see. Obviously, it just takes the wind out of everybody's sails, and Stefanski shut it down.
Yeah, so he went down during it was late in practice. It was during a two-minute drill. Cooper Rush was the quarterback, I believe, at that point, and whistled. And it felt like immediately the team knew it was something serious because everyone took a knee. And he was on the ground for quite some time. The cart came out. They didn't put him in an air cast, which I was hoping that maybe right. that was an indication that it was not definitely something that was going to be maybe a season-ending deal. But as we know now, NFL Network is reporting that it is feared to be a torn ACL, which would put Jalen Walker out for the entire season. Not a position, guys, that the Falcons can afford to lose at this juncture. We don't know the status of James Pierce Jr. He's here. He's practicing, but we don't know what the NFL is going to say. He's likely to be suspended. For how long, when, we don't know. So now you have that question mark, and you have Jalen Walker gone. And all of a sudden, this edge rusher room is looking a little thin and not nearly as potent as it did
right.
2 hours ago.
Mark, just from a talent standpoint, to not disparage any of the guys that we signed, there's a reason why Jalen Walker was a first-round pick. There's a reason why they went back in the first round to get James Pierce Jr., and that has paid dividends. First year, you saw the promise of what they could be. For Falcon fans, though, what are we talking about with some of the guys that we did sign? Most of them on one-year deals, most of them on prove-it deals, and some of these guys are coming off of injuries of their own. When you talk about what's potentially left, God forbid, again, if that news is accurate and he's out for the season and then we're still waiting on the James Pierce Jr. News.
You need to hope that a guy like Samson Ebukam has a breakout season.
Oof.
You know, a guy like Azeez Ojulari has a breakout season. Cameron Thomas has been getting a lot of run with the ones
yep.
Off the edge. Has a lot of experience with Kevin Stefanski from Cleveland. You got to hope that he has a good season. You got to hope that Braylon Trice can come back after missing the first two seasons of his NFL career and maybe get you
yes.
four sacks, right? Because we're talking about a combined 16 sacks last year
right.
from Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. that may not be on the team for the entire season, right? And then you take Leonard Floyd's sacks from last year. He's not here. They have to make up for that. For a team that had the franchise record, I think it was 57, right?
Yes,
sacks
yes.
last season. You need to figure out a way. You need to figure out who those are going to come from now. And that's not immediately apparent right now as we speak.
Talking with Mark Raimondi, guys, from ESPN. ESPN.com does a great job covering the Falcons and wrestling as well. What are we hearing? I just hearing more buzz, it seems like, about maybe something forthcoming from the NFL regarding James Pierce Jr. Your spidey sense, give you any idea where that's going to go?
I ask the NFL every week, any update, what's going on? And the last several weeks has been no update. Still investigating. Process is still going on. And no one wants to know more than the Falcons.
Right. So they don't know. So you don't think
they don't know?
Okay.
They don't know.
So do you think, I mean, is it possible or plausible that it'll happen before the season starts? I just thought if we gotten this far, they got him in camp, they wouldn't pull the rug out from under you.
It's certainly plausible. Absolutely. Yeah. It really is. It's plausible that they could be going into the final few days of camp or you know, that week in between and then find out then that, oh, by the way, now, if you notice, James Pierce Jr. has not gotten a lot of reps with the first team defense. He's being kind of brought back in slowly, and I don't know if that's because he was not with them for most of the spring, or it's because they're kind of preparing for life without him for a period of time this season. It may be a combination of both.
Well, let's talk about the good news of the day here, and that was Bijan Robinson getting his deal. Excitement in the building. Coach Stefanski addressing us today before practice, talking about everybody's excited for him. Look, for me, Mark, this is a no-brainer. It was going to happen. I didn't know when. I was very confident they'd get a deal done. But I think people were surprised, I was not, at the amount of time, the length of the deal.
And I think it bodes well for both parties. Falcons haven't hampered themselves. They paid a lot of guys, but they haven't put themselves in jeopardy for the future. But in the meantime, you also get your core group of offensive guys, right? Drake, bag. Bergeron, bag. Bijan, bag. Right? Pitts, bag. I mean, all of a sudden now, you've got a group on the offensive side that are going to be here for a minute.
They will. And to your point, I don't think any of those deals are ones that are going to hamstring the Falcons in a couple years. All those guys are either 26, 25, or 24, right? They're going to be, you know, barring injury, they're going to be fine for the period of time. And they're not – none of these deals are ones that are going to be, you know, biting them in the you-know-what probably.
Right.
In the,
right.
Because of the money or because of the years or what have you. I think it was – you know, one of the first things that Ian Cunningham said was his principle was draft, develop, retain.
Right.
And this is the retaining portion of it. You take the guys who you drafted – who are good players, good young core players, and you sign them up. I will say this, Bijan Robinson, worst holder inner ever. Worst holding ever. Right?
Probably.
The guy did not want to hold
no,
in.
Most, no, we said it earlier. He was like ants in the pants on the sideline.
The guy was just chomping at the bit since last week to be out there. He did push-ups one practice when the offense lost a rep. You know, the guy wanted to be there, and it was obviously very amicable, not contentious whatsoever. He was there every day with a smile on his face. The
right.
His teammates were happy to have him there. No bad blood at all.
One thing for certain is we got a quarterback battle. I don't even know what it is. I mean, the back injury with Tua, we were talking about it earlier. It's not like he hasn't been able to do all the things yet. We're waiting to see, which we thought was going to give him a clear advantage over Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. He has not. He today was the most that he's done 11s so far. I think he was 3 for 4. So he's only thrown about 7 passes in 11 so far this training camp. He did say that he, quote, hopefully will be back fully tomorrow. Whether or not that will happen, we don't know. But it hasn't been any kind of competition because Jack Strand has been getting the majority of the first team reps, and now Cooper Rush is kind of coming in. He's kind of being now integrated with the first team offense, and that's certainly not what you want if you're the Falcons going into – you know, they're already in week 2 of the training camp, and Jack Strand and Cooper Rush are still taking the majority of 11-on-11 reps. Not ideal.
No. That's why we can't give a barometer to our listeners about where this is, as much as I'd love to say, oh, yeah, Tua's at a 9 and Penix is at a 6. That's unfair for both guys. But hopefully it works itself out. Mark Raimondi, man, I know you got to run. I'm trying to get to the house, but, man, we appreciate you stopping by. This is, again, news today with Jalen Walker. We're waiting final word, but presumed an ACL. And then the Bijan news was huge today. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Because tomorrow is going to be very interesting as we're back here at Flowery Branch tomorrow morning.
Well, there's been something every day, Carl.
Yeah.
Pretty much every single day there's been some kind of news coming out of Flowery Branch.
Right.
And, you know, I would not mind on a selfish level. And I think the Falcons probably wouldn't mind either to have a quiet day tomorrow.
I'm with you.
Fingers crossed.
Man, thanks, Mark, for stopping in. I appreciate you. Check him out, ESPN.com. He covers the Falcons, Mark Raimondi. Thank you.
Let me call my pickup service.
Yes, sir.
We can get them back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Falcons and Uber, is that Fuber?
Fuber. Hey, man, we are going to talk more about the Braves in the 5 o'clock hour. Grant's going to join us. We'll get you caught up on the latest news here as well as around the NFL. The Bears have just signed their right tackle to the largest deal ever. For an offensive line.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about it. We really don't have a right tackle right now.
All right, we're going to get into a lot of stuff, man. Stay there. We're live at Flowery. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.